Our High Calling. Consecrated Eyes, September 26th. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. Proverbs 15, verse 14. Many do not earnestly seek to understand the lessons found in God's Word. They lay aside the Bible and allow their minds to become engrossed with the cheap reading found in books of fiction, newspapers, and magazines. The pernicious practice of story reading is one of the means employed by Satan to destroy souls. The mind that is occupied with exciting stories loses all relish for solid reading. I am acquainted with many sad examples of the evil effects of this baneful practice. The more they indulged the appetite for this kind of mental food, the greater was the demand. The imagination constantly craved its accustomed stimulus, as the inebriate longs for his wine or tobacco. Their mental and moral powers were weakened and perverted. They lost their interest in the scriptures and their relish for prayer, and they were as truly ruined mentally and spiritually as is the liquor drinker or the tobacco devotee. Novel readers are mental inebriates, and they need to sign a pledge of total abstinence as verily as does the victim of any other form of intemperance. God has given to his people the choicest reading matter. Let the Word of God find a place in every room in the house. Keep the Bible, the bread of life, in plain sight. Keep choice, elevating literature ever before the members of the family. The reading of God's Word will not fascinate the imagination and inflame the passions like a fictitious storybook, but softens, soothes, elevates, and sanctifies the heart. It is the privilege of the youth to say, "The Lord has given me my sight and hearing for His glory. I will close my ears to that which is foolish and cheap. I will read that word that will fit me for a place in the home Christ is preparing for those who have sanctified their souls by obedience to the truth. My voice shall proclaim the glory of God. Every power of my being shall be consecrated to God."